Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Everyone, welcome to Best Vets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern, and I'm so excited today to have one of my favorite show hosts on Pet Life Radio, Cheryl Kay. And we're going to talk all about back to school time, especially for your pets. It's that time of year. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Hi, Cheryl. So glad to have you.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. And this is going to be a really fun show because, you know, I'm in the mix now with, you know, that I've had Tilly for a year. So, you know, I know all about what's going on. And
tell everybody who's Tilly. And I love that name.
Tilly McGee. Formerly Matilda.
Oh, Matilda. Okay.
Well, that's what Tilly's short for, but I don't want a Matilda. That little French girl was Matilda, wasn't she?
I think there's a cookie that's, no, it's not Matilda, it's Madeline.
Madeline, that's a French. Well, a year ago, I adopted the love of my life, and her name is Tilly McGee. She is 49 pounds of just wonderful, mischievous, all good things wrapped into, you know, she's two. She just celebrated a birthday. We had a big party at our dog park, and I'm 71. So one of us needs our heads examined. But I've lost weight. We walk like 3 to 4 miles a day.
And you don't need to lose weight. So
no,
you must be like toned.
No, well, I haven't really tripped much. But, you know, we go to the dog park at least once a day, sometimes twice a day, early morning because it's cooler. You know, we're in South Florida, and late afternoon. And I'll tell you, there's different crowds that go different times. And she is obsessed with throwing her ball. But in the evenings, she plays more rough and ready with the other dogs. She's a good wrestler. And I'm just loving it. And I met the most wonderful people.
I used to love going to the dog park. I did that more when I lived in California because it's so hot here. I did it also when Zeus was little until I had my car broken into. Folks, it's not a good idea if you're at the dog park to throw your briefcase or bag or anything in your trunk and think it'll be okay because they watch people at dog parks. So that's a tip right there. But I took Zeus for probably 2 years. And my girl, when I lived in LA, if I didn't take her to the dog park at least once a day, and it was in the middle of the mountain on the way, you know, you had to take a mountain trail and it was between the city and the valley, forget it. If I didn't go at least once a day, forget it.
Oh, yeah. The barking starts at 8:10. You know, I'm only allowed one sip of my coffee and then she starts. But I'm a mile and a half and I am not allowed to stop at the lights. And during school year, the kids are not allowed to cross the street because I have to just keep going. It's amazing.
Speaking of back to school, I have something great for Tilly and for all dogs out there. I don't know if Tilly's tried these. Mr. Nikki tried them and loved them. The Natural Farm Dental Chews. I like that they're all natural. So I know what my dog's getting. It fights plaque. It fights tartar. It massages their gums. And get this, the little nibs on there help clean their tongues.
Yes, yes, yes. That's really very good. I've heard of that. Those things are wonderful.
I like that it's all natural because not everything out there for your pets are all natural. Some of it has a lot of some of these have a lot of
chemicals,
byproducts. This is made of, I'm going to see if I can say the, it's something for your immune system, I'm pretty sure, and it's healthy for your dogs. How does Tilly like chews for her dogs, and how did she like the natural farm one?
Well, she loves everything. Well, first of all, for her birthday, I made pupcakes and I made it all natural.
Oh, wait. Happy birthday to Tilly.
Yes, she turned two. But I have to tell our listeners, peanut butter is very good for dogs. And so is like the Greek yogurt. But some peanut butter has what they call birch, which is a sugar that does something to their pancreas that secretes stuff. So you really have to be careful. But when I made her pupcakes, it was all natural. It was applesauce, pumpkin, peanut butter. I made 36 of them. And if I have to tell you, they went in like 5 seconds.
I believe it.
And nobody got the runs and nobody threw up.
That's always good to know. And after, you know, Tilly's having, it's kind of like after you have a sugar cake, whatever, on your birthday, you need something to clean your teeth, right?
Right.
And I know some people brush their dog's teeth once a day. I tried to do it once a week, and it was always with my girl. She was licking the toothbrush. With Zeus, he would just choke, and you would think I was torturing him. He didn't like it at all.
And
love the Natural Farm Dental Chews, because they're not instead of toothbrush, but they
add to it, and they and they like to chew because chewing calms them.
Yes.
You know what I found out? That catnip acts as an anti-anxiety for dogs. Where cats, it would get them hyper, that they'd be playful. A little pinch in her food mellows her out. Really mellows her out. How do you like that?
That's interesting. Yeah. Really interesting. So let me just tell you, for the Natural Farm Dental Chews, you could buy them, like you could buy so much, on Amazon. How does Tilly like the pool?
We go to a lake. We rent a lake with all of the dogs go. I have to force her. She loves the hose. She loves to get hosed down, but she likes to bite the hose. I'm hoping eventually, when I'm not looking, after a couple of more times that we go, she'll, because some of these dogs, they're like Esther Williams. They just run in there and swim. I mean, a little kiddie pool she'll go in. Some of the parks have the little kiddie pool. She'll go in there. She likes that because she wants to eat the hose.
That's interesting to hear. I know some dogs are really into water, some are not. But what I like about this product, which is great for back to school time, because even though it's September, I mean, yeah, we're in South Florida, it's hot till like maybe January, we'll get a cold front if we're lucky. Elsewhere, still September, October, still kind of warm. And this pool candy inflatable pool float it's heavy duty. It's puncture resistant. It's made especially for dogs. They have an extra large size. So I know they go up to 35 pounds for the regular, probably I think about 50 for the extra large. You can go to their site and it's pool. I feel like Miranda now. It's pool. I keep popping my peas. It's pool candy. Okay, I feel like I'm doing it wrong.
I'll say it for you.
Okay.
Pool candy.
Poolcandy.net.
Okay.
And you can find it on Amazon. And what I also like is, and this is something secret that I found out, because Nikki's a small dog, I can even bathe him in that. So it's kind of a dual purpose, you know?
Yeah, that's good. That is good. Well, the dog parks that I go to, they all have a hose. But you know, we're running into problems because since we go every day, we see more of it than, say, the legislators who, and it's a beautiful park, but we want a little bit more cement around where we bathe the dogs because it becomes muddy. So that is one thing that little pool would do, a kiddie pool. You can put kids in it too.
You could. I mean, it's made for dogs, but you could put little kids in there, I'm sure. Okay, I have something for you, and this is perfect for the dog park. The Duty Mitt, and that's D-U-T-Y, mitt. It's a pet grooming mitt, and it is perfect for any kind of on-the-go grooming. So dog parks, especially camping, hiking. I have to tell you, I used to take my girl dog that she's been in doggy heaven for a long time now, but I used to take her, like I said, I lived in Los Angeles at the dog park. I had to take her once to the groomer, and I thought, let me take her to the park first. It'll wear her out. Well, she got in a mud puddle. And so luckily I was going to the groomer, but I can't tell you how many times I was not going to a groomer and she got into a mud puddle. And you know, dogs like to do that little digging business.
Yes, they do dig.
I didn't even recognize her a few times. She'd come up. I'm like, what is this? This looks like a little mini brown, you know, cow or something, because she was like 60 pounds. So kind of big, but this mitt is great because you put it on, it's a single disposable mitt, you wipe down your dog and you are done. Throw the mitt away and you're done.
They could go online and they have ingredients on everything
right.
that is sold online. If you scan down, it says ingredients.
And this has ingredients on the back of the product, but I'm sure most people listening are probably going to go, you know, what's cocaine or, and there's like a certain kind of chloride. There's cleaning ingredients in here, but there's also ingredients to clean your dog. And I've used these. They're safe. You can use them on your cat, on your dog, on your rabbit, on your
horse,
on your bird even. Oh, but the nice thing is it exists. I can't tell you way back when I was in LA, when I was trying to clean my girl dog and she was just wiping her down. You can't use paper towels. You can't use, what can you use? I mean, I had her just sit on a towel.
I use a washcloth. First of all, I have.
Yeah, but
cover.
Wouldn't you like to use something disposable and not even have to take it home?
Well, I wash her when she comes home from the dog park.
Even cleaning it, like the washcloth, you have to wash that, right?
Yeah.
This is a disposable washcloth, and it's like, I think they're handy to have.
Does it feel like a paper towel?
No, it feels much thicker.
Okay.
And what if also, this is great, if you're happen, I can't see you camping. You're a city woman, but
I like camping.
You do? Okay. I thought you were, I'm in between glamping, maybe more glamping than camping. I could do a mix.
Okay.
But if you're camping or something and you can't wash your dog right away, this is another ideal time to have the duty mitt. And they're also available on Amazon.
But why do you say duty mitt? Is it for the glands in the back, or is it just for?
No, DUT.
Oh, okay.
It's not the poopy one. It's duty mitt, like the, let's get down to business duty.
Okay. All right.
That's my accent. But
no, you said duty.
I said duty. Yeah, but it's
duty.
Duty.
Duty is duty. D-U-T-Y.
Right, duty.
Yeah. And how do you spell the other duty? D-O-O. D-Y, duty. You know, did you make a duty?
I don't know, poop. I should say, I know. I say poop instead.
We use poop now.
Yeah, I would definitely say poop.
Poop scooper.
No, this is the duty mitt, D-U-T-Y mitt. And it's thedutymitt.com is the website. And speaking of washing, because you like to wash, Tilly, this is the best thing ever. It's called the Aqua Paw. And whoever thought of it must have had a dog and, you know, the inventor must have had a dog and thought, you know, if I only had this, and then they went about and created it. It's the world's first wearable combination sprayer and scrubber. And you can control the water flow by just making a fist.
Oh, it comes with water.
Well, no, it doesn't come with water. You have to plug it in and attach it to your hose. But you know how hard it is to, Zeus, I always washed outside and he would get the groomer every so often, but he wasn't a groomed dog like Tilly, right? You know, they're mixed breeds and they're just
nice. And she's got very short hair.
Well, Zeus had long hair, but he's not like Nikki to have an ease. He needs to go to the groomer a lot. Zeus was maybe quarterly. So I would wash him in between. And I may tell you, I would have to put him on a leash and hold the leash so he stays still. And then I would have to have the hose. Then I would have the soap and the scrubber, whatever I decided to use, some kind of sponge, and try to make sure he wouldn't run away and control the water. I can't tell you, every time I washed him, he would shake his body right away because
right.
he hated it. He
Most
wanted the water off. And he's shaking and I'm getting full of soap.
Right.
Every time.
The most affectionate dog is a wet dog. But at these dog parks, they have a hook where you put up the leash and then you have the hose. But, you know, when you talk about suds and soap, there's a whole array of different types for dogs that have, you know, maybe have a little allergies. This, I think, is just to get the dog clean.
Right. What this
just
is,
clean.
This is a device that it attaches to your hose and then the water comes up through. And in your hand, it's like a washer and a scrubber. It's a sprayer. So you have the water that sprays to clean the soap off, but you also have the scrubber all in one spot and you can control the water. So with the other hand, you can calm your pet if they get nervous, like most dogs when they're getting washed, or you can make sure that they're close by or having a hand free to calm them.
I want to try that. That I will try.
This, I think, is great. And it's called Aquapaw. It's available at Amazon, Chewy, and Walmart.
Okay.
All right. This has been so much fun. We have the second half of the show coming up. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, everyone. Michelle Fern here. You know, I love my cats, but one thing I didn't love is my cat's old food. Not only was it stinky, it seemed to be real old school. And I thought, why isn't cat food more like 21st century, made with better ingredients? Then I discovered Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your front door. Smalls was started way back in 2017 by a couple guys that were home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. Today, Smalls has served millions of meals to cats all over America. I've been serving my cat Smalls for the last 30 days, and I see a big difference. Dennis, his hair is so much shinier. He has more energy, and he seems to feel a lot healthier. He used to be a little bit stiff, slow to move, not anymore. So I'm excited that I see such a big difference in my cat's overall health. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll refund you if your cat won't eat their food. So remember, higher quality ingredients means a healthier and happier life for your kitty. So head to smalls.com/petlife and use the promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 50% off your order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code PETLIFE for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code PETLIFE for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to our Back to School show with Cheryl Kay.
From Unleashed. Michelle was telling us about shampoos, and I was telling her that when we went to the Pet Expo, there was this company, and it had all kinds of shampoos for if the dog is nervous, if the dog has allergies. And some of them, I have to tell you, when they sent me some samples, one of them broke. And when I opened up the box, my entire house smelled delicious. So
what brand?
It's G-A-U, G-A-U. I'm going to put everything on my site. If anybody has any interest in any of the things that Michelle and I are talking, you could contact us. I'm Cheryl at PetLifeRadio.com. And you're who?
I'm Michelle at PetLifeRadio.com. And there's an episode page on Pet Life Radio under Best Bets for Pets as well for this show. I have to tell you, this soap that I just tried is amazing. First of all, the soap it's an all-natural, thick, solid bar, and there's a paw print in the middle.
Oh, it's a bar. Oh, this was liquid.
Well, there's a bar, and what I like about the bar is it's great to hold on to when you're washing them, and I like that it's more eco-friendly. You know, it's not in a plastic bottle or anything. It's just the soap. And they also make a perfume for dogs because sometimes dogs have like stinky bodies.
Oh, yeah. No, this company that we met at Pet Expo, they also did have, you know, a nice spray. But Tilly loves soaps. I mean, she's very scent orientated. She likes to smell everything. But, you know, remember the soaps? I guess they came out with a rope around it.
Oh, yeah. You're dating yourself.
That's okay. That's a smart thing to have. soap
on a rope so that if you wouldn't drop your soap and it would always be there and it wouldn't get all gunky. But that wasn't for pets. You know, I have to tell you, this Magnolia soap and bath co.
Oh, Magnolia.
I sprayed the pet perfume on me because.
And were you popular?
Well, I'm smelling my arm.
Oh, I want to try that at the dog park.
You want to sniff me?
I want to do that at the dog park.
You think you're, I don't know if it's to attract all the dogs, but I think it's just so your dog smells good. But I'll let you smell me when we're with the show. But what I like about it is that it's like a clean, fresh smell.
You never say don't drop the soap. That's like for prisoners. That's like a warning for prisoners.
Where'd that come from? That came out of left field.
Well, because I have to start off by giving a shout out to that dog Yoda that caught the murderer that was loose in Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that today.
I mean, because this is around the time that it happened. And another dog also in Pennsylvania found an older woman who got lost because she has dementia. So we have to shout out to our dogs.
Shout out to dogs. They do amazing things. I have to tell you something. I was traveling recently and my flight was delayed. I don't even know why. There was no hurricane, nothing going on. But I ended up having to stay over and was stuck in Atlanta because I missed my connection. And they were so backed up that the TSA had dogs working. And it just makes my heart like a little mush feel, you know, when you see these dogs and they look like, you know, they're just going in and out of the people. They don't look like they're doing much, but they are. Right. They are doing so much. At this airport, for some reason, there must have been some delays or something. TSA, I was in line for over an hour and they had everything. They didn't have all their lines open. The Atlanta airport is the largest in the world.
Yes, it is.
It's crazy. And they weren't having anybody even open their suitcases, just having the dogs walk around.
Well, there's one dogs for drugs. And they do amazing stuff. And they do dogs for produce. Those are two different type of dogs. Because people, you bring an apple from Europe, you bring an apple from wherever, they destroy it because it brings bugs.
Right.
And then
microorganisms and things.
Invasive species. We already have them here.
We have enough species for now in the U.S.
I want to just talk to you. Now, if I was Tilly, and since I have control of Tilly and I make most of her decisions, this is what Tilly is doing to go back to school. Number one, we went to an event not long ago and they had one of these traveling mobile photo places where you put on hats and a scarf and whatever, you know, you could take a picture with you and your pet. So you got to get your class picture. And you have to get, I met this company, it's called Shampooch. They do full grooming or you could groom yourself. The latest thing now is they give you all the apparatus, like the shampoo, the towels, and you could bathe your own dog, which is.
And then I pay them for to bathe my own dog.
No, very, very cheap. It's very cheap.
Oh, it would have to be cheap. I guess you're using their water in their tub. And it's actually good because not everybody has the space. Or the, you know, the facilities, they, not everybody has a bathtub. It's not easy bathing your dog in a shower.
Yeah, I think some of the pet supermarkets do it. And, you know, they also have, they have grooming. They have all kinds of supplements, treats and toys. See, you know, and
I want to mention something talking about supplements. And this is, I have one more product after this, but let me tell you about a supplement that I started giving Nikki, and I really saw a difference in how he was looking. They're called Rejuva Wafer, and they have sun chlorella, and that is considered the greenest superfood on the planet. It is, you know, helps with their breath. It helps with their healthiness overall for a shiny and healthy coat. It's a great source of vitamin D. So it's just a great little additional supplement that can really help your dog.
You know, I've got Tilly suntan lotion. You know, dogs are getting skin cancer.
Yeah. Well, this has vitamin D in it, so it helps your dog's skin.
Yeah. The coat has to do with the skin. And I have to say, maybe because she's still young, Tilly has wonderful breath.
Amazing because most dogs have stinky breath.
I know they have dog breath, but she doesn't. But it's also what she eats. Like when we come back from the park, her treat is she has a couple of chopped up strawberries and blueberries. That's what her treat is.
Oh, no wonder she has a sweet breath.
Yeah.
So what I want to ask you about, what is Tilly's favorite unusual treat besides strawberries and blueberries?
There's this one treat. I don't know what the name of it is.
Not a regular dog food.
It's a treat. It looks like, what do you call those things?
No, what treat does she like?
I'm trying to tell you what it is. It's made out of, it's a hexagon. It's dark. It's almost, and it's got, it's squares and whatever.
Yummy cone?
It's like a cone.
Is it like a honeycomb?
Yes. And
that's yummy combs. Those are good for the teeth as well.
That's the only thing I could get her ball away. When she comes back in with her ball and she won't let it go because she'll eat it and she'll have the inside of it. And that I can't have that. But that's the only treat that she will give it up for. Now, when we walk, she gets all of the palms, any sticks. She brings them in. The other day, it was 18 inches. It was with the leaves on it. It's hysterical.
Brings you plants as you go walk her.
But she doesn't. She doesn't. She comes home. We're talking a quarter of a mile she walked. People were taking pictures. But that she'll give up for any tree. And I throw it outside. But this honeycomb, that's a secret. And I only have a few left. And I can't even break it. I wish I could break it.
No, you can't break it. And those are good also for teeth. And,
where did I get that from?
I'm going to tell you, you know what Zeus's favorite unusual treat was? Broccoli.
Oh,
not broccoli with a sauce like cheese or
no,
something.
No, she loves
plain broccoli.
Yep. Yeah, she likes carrots now. I give her vegetables.
Raw?
Sometimes I cook it. Yeah, raw she loves.
No, Zeus liked raw broccoli. When he got older, it gave him gas. But when he was younger, he thought it was like steak. He would almost drool over broccoli.
No, she didn't know what to do with carrots. One of the gals at the dog park told me that the real way to train a dog is with carrot sticks. She looked at me like, what the heck is this? And I chopped it up. But now I chop it up and I mix it in with her food because
they're good. Carrots are healthy for dogs.
Very good for dogs. But I want to tell you, I met this couple and they started this canine care. And they walk the dogs. They'll bring your dogs to the dog park. They'll dog sit. You have your own pet Uber. They'll give your dogs baths and they'll sit with the dog. And also to go back to school is training. And I am looking for the perfect dog bag that I could bring a bowl, the water, treats, and it'll be comfortable for me. Going out when we walk in the neighborhood, you know, I have pockets for the bag. Once in a while, a treat. I don't carry my phone because I need two hands, but I am looking. If anybody knows of the perfect bag to take to the dog park, that it could be a crossbody.
Cheryl, I might have one for you, or that might be something for our holiday show coming.
I need it. November. I need it now. I need it now.
Okay, so to wrap it up, one thing that I think is, you know, we're getting to back to school time. And then, of course, around the corner, holidays or your humans will bring people over because you're back from summer vacation. Your kids that are in school bring friends. And what happens when your house stinks? You know, if you have a dog, it gets that salty dog smell. If you have cats, you know.
Litter box.
Yes. So, okay, Cheryl, what I want to share with you is this great spray from the people that make Poo-Pourri. They have Home-Pourri and they have an air and fabric spray. It's safe for dogs and cats and children. And what I love is that it puts a scent in the air and it stays and it kind of takes over that scent. The stinky scent is gone. And you know, we've been traveling. Your pets have probably been cooped up at home while you were taking longer weekends, you had a friend watch, and they've been in the house a lot, and your house, you know, probably stinks. You don't realize it because you live there all the time, but when you come in, your house stinks. And we're getting your holidays, right? Right, Cheryl?
Yep.
And people coming over, your kids have friends over, and you don't want them to come in your house and go, oh, this pew, whatever. So this air and fabric spray, I tried the grapefruit,
vanilla,
lychee vanilla.
Vanilla is wonderful.
Like, yum. It's so nice. And I love that they have a lot of cute little sayings on the bottle. And
you got to buy it to see it.
Got to buy it. Go to Pet Life Radio, Best Bets for Pets, and you can find out where you can find Home-Pourri.
You know, when I was in real estate before an open house, we used to bake chocolate chip cookies.
They might have a chocolate chip cookie smell. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, it's the most wonderful smell. Right now, my house, because I made muffins, you know, blueberry muffins.
Great. They looked amazing.
Yeah. So they that my house smells like that. My oven said, what are you doing? What is this? You're baking.
I used to use my oven as a shipping station.
Yes. You know, I'm like an old lady. I do my, what do you call it? My, what do you call the thing when you want to heat up something quick? What is it called?
Oh,
microwave.
Microwave?
Yeah. I'm like an old lady.
Or a toaster oven.
Yeah. Well, my toaster oven, I only have a toaster, but my microwave is almost like a storage bin. But just going back before we end, you know, the fact that when we bring our animals back from being lazy from the summer, and now all of these animals that the kids have been home, they didn't go to camp. These animals now, they need extra loving care because we're away now, not myself, but the kids are away. And if the parents were teachers, now they're back in school. So it's a big change for dogs, not just the kids.
Exactly. So now is the time, you know, the days are going to start getting shorter, darker early. So you have time to spend with your fur baby, dog or cat or ferret or what have you. Our time is just about up. So Cheryl, thank you so much for coming on Best
Thank
Bets
you for having me. It's always fun.
And of course, I want to thank everybody listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate it so much. And of course, thank you to my fur baby crew, Charlotte, Dennis, Molly, and Nikki, and especially my magical producer, Mark Winter, who makes me and Cheryl and everybody on Pet Life Radio sound way better than we do. So thank you, Mark. Thank you so much, Cheryl Kay, for coming on Best Bets for Pets. It has been a blast. I can't wait to do this again for the holidays. And remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.